We're changing the name of it for a day to, instead of Real or Mirage, Trick or Treat.
Oh, you don't have it? It would be nice if we had, like, spooky music.
We're still going with the traditional music.
Okay. He loves this music, by the way. He's so proud of himself on this.
Hey, kids, I'm waiting for Arnie to break out a belly dance. Listen, I have a question about the rules to this.
Okay.
The special rules.
He doesn't understand.
Yeah. Now, Trick is real.
No, treat is real.
Okay, treat is real.
He has to write this down. Okay.
Treat is real.
Mirage.
Trick is mirage.
Man, I better write this down. Treat is real.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Trick is mirage.
Question one in Trick or Treat. The Patriots made a good move trading Jamie Collins today. Trick or treat?
I'll start. That is a treat. Right? That means it was bad.
It means it's good.
You just wrote it down.
You're out of your mind if you like that
trade. No, that I meant it's a trick. Okay, there you go. See, you've got me confused, Rich. I hate you.
Oh, that's right. It's Rich's fault.
I hate you.
I tried to fix it, make it
easy
for
you. It's a trick.
You.
That means it sucks. I don't think he should be doing it. I'm tired of Belichick thinking he's the smartest guy in the room. What happens if there's an injury out there? What's wrong with keeping him as a second string? You got a third-round compensatory,
Arnie.
It's easy for you to say. A draft pick, which you would have gotten one after 2018 anyway. Enough is enough. Stop being the smartest guy in the room. You blew it on this one. This was a mistake.
I understand that he wasn't great yesterday. He made a mistake, made a couple of mistakes. He's had a couple of injury problems this year, but he's one of the best defensive players on the team, and you're basically just giving him away. A huge mistake, in my opinion. I haven't changed
my message.
Mind.
Why the Browns, by the way? Why is that the only team they're allowed to make a trade with?
It's
why
almost
the Browns?
As if Jamie Collins, they were so angry at him, they said, let's figure out a way to get
why
him
did you
to
trade
Browns.
Him to Buffalo or Miami and see how that would have worked
much
out?
Better.
Yeah.
Why would you want to trade him within the division?
He sucks. All you can get is a third-round compensatory draft anyway, right? So what difference does it make?
He's a pro bowler.
He
they
sucks.
Gave him away for nothing.
Exactly. That's why and the whole thing stunk.
And apparently he wanted Von Miller money, and that helps
that's
me a little bit.
He wasn't going to get it. I want Von Miller money, so what? What?
You're also not going to get it.
That we know ain't happening.
Question two in Real or Mirage, in Monday Mirages, which is now Trick or Treat for the day. Beating Rex Ryan is the most satisfying win the Patriots can have. Trick or treat?
Treat. Absolutely. You can't tell me they didn't enjoy every bit of that. If they could have scored 100 yesterday, they would have. I was almost surprised to see Garoppolo come in to clean up at the end.
That is a treat. I thought that Brady wanted to hang 100 on them. So if they had like 94, I could see them stay. Get back in there, Tom. Get back in there right now and try to run up the score. No doubt that was probably the best victory for them. And underneath that stoic smile of Belichick was a big smile inside. No doubt.
And how about Rex Ryan at his post-game conference? Didn't that have smack of a little bit of Pedro calling the Yankees his daddy? You know, it felt like that. Even though he split the series this year with him, didn't it feel like, all right, they're better. I get it. You guys win the division. Now we'll play for the wild card.
You talk about Rex Ryan sounding like Pedro. You're going to make me mute my music here for a sec. But this is exactly what you're referring to.
I think it's unrealistic to think you're going to win your division when you just got beat by, you know, how many games now up are they? Three or something like that? I mean, I don't see that changing. I mean, I just told you the truth. But I never said it was going to ruin our season. I thought within, you know, winning the division, I think you're pretty much, you know, shot. If you really think we're going to, you know, we can run the table and still win it. I don't think so.
Good for him, man.
Good for him. What?
I like because he tells the truth. I mean, how many coaches after getting their butts whipped are going to say that? None. Only him.
Well, what did you want him to say? Oh, we were really the better team. They were just a couple bad calls cost us the game.
No, but you know what they say.
See, Rich, I'm exactly with you. So Ryan Fitzpatrick, remember last week, got a lot of grief for saying that he hated being benched and all that, and everyone crushed him for it. You know what? We crush the athletes when they give us nothing, and then we crush the athletes when they speak their mind. It goes back to a long time ago. Do you remember the playoff game where Matt Hasselbeck said, we want the ball,
but
we're going to
win the game, and then he got ripped for it, because they didn't get the ball, but they didn't win the game.
No, they got the ball,
but they didn't win the game.
And he threw the pick. But what do you want him to say? But what do you want him to say? We want the ball and we're going to punt?
No, we want the ball and that's it. You don't say we're going to win the game. Come on.
I just want
now.
Him to say something interesting, and that's exactly what Rex Ryan does every time he opens his mouth.
It is 101.3 ESPN. It's Monday Mirages. Today it's Trick or Treat. So Dustin Pedroia, nominated for a Gold Glove last week, kind of flew under the radar. He's already got four. And you know what? I think Dustin Pedroia is underappreciated by Red Sox fans. So Dustin Pedroia is underappreciated as a Red Sox star. Trick or treat.
Is that the assistant general manager we never talk about? Oh, excuse me. He plays for the team.
So I guess your answer is treat.
Look, he is underappreciated. Yeah, so damn what? He's underappreciated in a year that said goodbye to Big Poppy, that saw Price have a pretty good year, that saw Porcello win, 22 or
22 games.
22 games.
He won all the games until it mattered.
Saw Mookie Betts have a phenomenal year. I mean, there was so many great things. Sure, he came in under the radar. It doesn't mean not necessarily he's underappreciated. There was just bigger stories out there than him.
Yeah, I think this is absolutely a treat. It's true. The thing about him that I absolutely love is he plays every second of every game like his hair is on fire, even though he has none. But you know what I mean? He'll hit a routine ground ball to shortstop, and he almost beats it out because he's busting his hump. And I love that more than anything about him. But the other thing about Pedroia is he's great defensively, and no one ever talks about that. And the fact that he's very consistent. 15 home runs, 75 RBIs, 290, 300, somewhere in there, and he hustles his butt off. That's the reason he's not... He never puts up a sexy stat line. You know, it's always just the same thing.
Do you
every
see
year.
Pedroia jerseys when you go to Fenway? Do you see a lot of those? Yeah, that's
absolutely
what I was going to say. You do see them. So it's
and
not
he's
like,
one of us. You know,
he's one of us.
He's a bald little pipsqueak of a guy.
What an ugly guy. What do you mean he's one of us?
Like
what's
us.
Going on?
Is he going to win that gold glove? He's going up against Cano and Kinsler.
I wouldn't know defensively enough about the other two.
Well, Kinsler for Detroit, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, and he used to be the former Texas Ranger,
right.
Though I don't know what kind of year he had.
Cano,
he had a great year offensively.
Yeah, he's always been a good hitter.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about Gold Glove. Cano has the highest fielding percentage of the three. Pedroia has the highest defensive run saved of the three.
Yeah, see, that's... It's
what
so,
the hell is that?
It's like trying to decide who is the best offensive right guard in football.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's just, how do you know?
Real
just
or
make a pick.
Monday Mirage is today's trick or treat. We just went over the ratings, so maybe we know the answer already, but I'm going to say it anyways. You now do think, Arnie, that this World Series has mass appeal, trick or treat?
I think it has mass appeal. Well, yeah, because when you beat out the Cowboys and the Eagles, you've got mass appeal. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting 15 or 16 million or whatever it is, I can't wait to see what Tuesday's numbers are. And if it goes to a game seven, Wednesdays will be through the roof. You know, I was saying I kind of hope it would have been that game six and seven would have been on a Friday or Saturday for the partying, but that would have brought down the numbers. The numbers are highest, I think, when it's on a Thursday night, right?
Thursday is your prime time.
Friday and Saturday, I think, are the worst. Sunday's also good, but I don't think Tuesday and Wednesday all that bad. So, and again, they have it by themselves. They got the spotlight, so it should be through the roof.
How much do you think Roger Goodell wanted a World Series sweep? I mean, he finally gets a primetime matchup that isn't Jacksonville, Tennessee, or, you know, that sort of
but
situation.
But I didn't see that coming,
but
though.
But the thing was, that's true. But
I thought football would have beat them out.
No, but he knew that matchup could involve going directly up against a World Series.
Yes,
I mean,
you
know that going in. But it would have been a game five, which wouldn't have necessarily been necessary. Turns out it was. But to answer that, when I say treat, absolutely. And it has everything to do with the personalities of the teams, the crazy fans, and mostly the fact that neither of these cities have won a World Series in a billion years.
They've been great games. We've all watched every pitch of them, except that I did spend the first two winnings on Friday watching the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Oh was that on? I missed that.
Oh, no. You missed that on Friday. I watched the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown on Friday night instead of the first two innings.
I believe the Christmas stuff starts in about 3 days.
I love that.
Disgusting.
Man.
I know, I'm so...
It's like, oh, the Grinch is on. It's November 10th.
I'm the Scrooge when it comes to that. But I will be watching Halloween movies tonight once I get done hanging out with you guys. And I'm going to be watching The Exorcist. It's my favorite Halloween movie, so I'm going to throw it out there.
Wow.
The Exorcist is the best Halloween movie there is, trick or treat.
No, I'm not a horror movie guy, but I'm not an Exorcist fan at all. I didn't like that way back then, and when it's on, I just go flying right by it. I don't want to see that.
It ruined my crush on Linda Blair.
Yeah.
She was just too creepy in that movie.
Yeah. One of
Now, is Exorcist a Halloween? Do you mean like a scary movie?
Yeah, I watch The Exorcist every Halloween.
Okay, so it's not really a Halloween movie. It's a scary movie.
Yeah. Right? Yes, it's a scary movie.
Okay, so to answer your question, The Exorcist is the best Halloween movie ever. I would say trick.
So you're going to say no because it's not a Halloween movie.
Right. No, I'm saying no because it's not the scariest movie.
It can't be
a
Halloween movie unless there's a Jason or a Freddy or something like that. You know, you got to have something like that involved.
Yeah, I feel like I'm missing. I know The Shining terrified me, but I'm going to go with Friday the 13th.
We're missing a
part
bunch
one.
Of them, man. There's
You should have just gone with the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Not scary, but it is a Halloween movie.
What other
it's
Halloween?
It's not really a movie, but it should be.
Then there's Halloween, which is surely something to do with Halloween.
All right, that's Monday Mirages. It's over. That's real. Or in today's case, that's a treat.